Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. As usual, got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Some bad news, and I kind of get this. One arrested in an elaborate scheme to steal and resell pistachios. And the reason I get this is because pistachios, delicious and pretty expensive. So,
I mean, if you've ever bought a bag of pistachios, it is it's like green gold.
Yeah, you're like, how is this bag that I'm buying at this gas station $28? I was going to snack on these on the road, right?
Pistachios, rent or pistachio?
So agriculture detectives recently arrested a Fresno man involved in an elaborate scheme to steal and resell pistachios, as other arrests are expected, as more than $350,000 in stolen nuts and trailers were recovered. Isn't that something? They were called to a pistachio farm on August 14th for a possible cargo theft. Arriving deputies found the suspects stole the identity of a legit trucking company. They then used the company's name to secure contacts for the delivery of two tractor trailer loads worth of pistachios worth more than $294,000. Instead of delivering the product, the suspects took the pistachios to an abandoned property in Selma, where they removed the packaging. They then sold the nuts to an unsuspecting buyer in Madera County. So detectives connected the owner of the company, and they were able to track down the suspects as well, thankfully, as the stolen pistachios and trailers.
Could you imagine being the person who bought these ill-gotten pistachios? You're the mastermind behind that, trying to, like, you know, we've got this big heist planned out. You've assembled your crew. It's going to be, you know, Ocean's 13 meets Reservoir Dogs, and then the payoff is pistachios.
Well, and then the conversation with the detectives, they're like, those aren't your nuts. You're like, these are my nuts. And they're like, no, those are not your nuts. Those are somebody else's nuts. You're like, what do you mean? I have them. They're my nuts. And
you're like, I'm never going to crack like certain pistachios that are very difficult.
Some good news today as well. Americans are actually crediting the COVID crisis for helping them to become more financially responsible. And this is not a huge surprise, I don't think. I mean, yeah, when times are good, people are just sort of willy-nilly spending money all over the place. About half of Americans polled credit the pandemic with financially teaching them how to be smart with their money. In fact, a similar survey from 2 years ago shows that the number of U.S. adults who feel smart with their money had actually risen from 42% in 2018 to 51% in 2020. Mahoney, as somebody that has, lived in America my entire life, I've had that blessing. I can confidently say that 51% of people are not good with their money. Neither are 42% of people.
No, but I think 51% of people believe that they are good with their money.
Fair enough. Another 2 in 3 participants said the pandemic has turned them into a frugal person. Do you believe that?
Yes, but no. I think that they're not spending the money right now, but I also don't think that you're going to be, like, long-term frugal. Like, this isn't, you know, yes, things are bad right now, and it sucks for a lot of people out there, but we're not, this isn't like a World War II style event and or the Dust Bowl. Like, these aren't, like, you know, we're most of us are, you know, if you're looking for work, it sucks. And if you've been laid off, it sucks. But, like, we haven't hit, like, the real hard, you know, destitute times where we're seeing, like, 40% of the country not being able to get a hold of food.
Right. It's not like the Great Depression. Like, my grandparents lived through the Great Depression, and they passed a lot of that on to my mom. And my mom will, like, reuse paper towels that aren't ruined, you know, and she'll like reuse tinfoil and things like that because her parents went through that time. So while I agree that I think more people have become frugal, it's just because it's out of necessity. It's because
we have less money to spend. Yeah. I mean, yeah, yes, exactly by that definition, yes, I'm being frugal during these times because I have less money to spend.
But if, you know, people have learned a valuable lesson about the value of the dollar throughout all of this, then I guess that's, you know, one good thing.
We are never going to, as America, no, there is always an idiot born, we are never going to learn the value of a dollar, unfortunately. There are smart people and there are frugal people who, you know, have that instilled. But I feel like, you know, if you've gone like 40 years and you're not frugal, that ship has sailed.
Also, let's stop propping up being frugal. Being a donk with your money is what helps the economy move. Come on, go ahead and spend it if you got it, folks. Let's have a good time. We're here for a good time, not for a long time, okay?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's these stingy-ass dragon billionaires that are sitting on a pile of gold.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
man.
Everybody else, we get $1,200 from the president.
I'm buying a cheetah.
That's right, a buckwild.
So there's been all this talk about TikTok maybe getting banned. Doesn't look like that's going to happen, but it's definitely going to be sold. We had the CEO of TikTok in recent days step down. And now there's talk about Walmart joining Microsoft in the bid to buy TikTok ahead of this ban. Guys, I mean, if I could think of two companies that would totally rip away every ounce of cool that TikTok would have, it would be Microsoft and Walmart teaming up to buy it together.
Yeah, Walmart's going to roll back the cool on that one for sure.
Walmart's
perfect. It's so
really?
Perfect.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mahoney just wants it to happen so TikTok falls.
Yes. Yes, I do. I want TikTok to go away. You know, it's a Chinese information gathering device and bit of software. And really, like, we don't need any more dumb dances from, you know, teenagers.
I feel like them trying to integrate TikTok into Instagram is kind of ruining Instagram. Maybe that's just me. But have you guys noticed the same thing? I mean, all it is, you know, 20-something chicks. And don't get me wrong. Like, I mean, you know, people that are good looking always kind of get a pass, right? But it showcases the worst of it. Like it showcases these people that have no idea how to dancing, thinking that they're good at dancing. And I feel like there's been this culture that's been propped up by TikTok of like, you really start to appreciate how much these good looking people get lied to because they're terrible at dancing and they have no concept of how bad they are because they're attractive. And so people fawn over them.
I'm with you. I think that 100% is what's happening. What you need to do is curate your feed a little bit more. I mean, it takes like a couple days, like hundreds of posts you have to hit not interested in on there, and because they're forcing in the reels at the very, very top of your of your explore feed. So you got to continually do that. I finally got mine to where it's just dogs now, and I will say the dogs reels I'm okay with. I wasn't super stoked on the daily stories when they first made their way over to Instagram, obviously being stolen from Snapchat. So I feel like this is something that I'm just gonna take getting used to. But you have to curate it, Dave. You got to curate it.
So, Mahoney, obviously, you being the fitness nut that you are, tell me what you think about this. Halo is debuting, Amazon is debuting the Halo Fitness app that can scan your body fat and your emotions. Amazon has unveiled its Halo Fitness band, which comes without a screen but tracks physical and mental health measures, including body fat and emotion. Halo band uses artificial intelligence that powers similar features to other smartwatches and fitness trackers, but sets itself apart because it doesn't have a screen for notifications. The band has a small sensor capsule to deliver data to the app, such as the accelerometer, the temperature sensor, a heart rate monitor, two microphones, an LED indicator light, and a button to turn microphones on or off. So basically, the microphones are machine learning to measure whether the tone of the user's voice sounds stressed or energetic, and the app has Halo Labs, which are science-based experiments to improve lifestyle habits, according to the statement. So this literally records everything that you say in order to determine if you're stressed out or not. And have you guys seen those Whoop bands that have been on the market for a handful of probably a couple of years now? No, anyway,
Did the 90s hip hop artists tag team? Whoop, are they the ones who put out the Whoop bands?
No, so basically the idea is that the Whoop band is supposed to show you when your body is fully recovered and everything. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing that up is because I saw on Twitter yesterday the guy who came up with the Whoop bands was talking about the Halo Fitness bands and what an invasion of privacy they are. But what's interesting is that Amazon reportedly met with a bunch of startup companies that were, you know, developing interesting apps and wearables and everything else in the fitness space under the guise of, we are interested in investing in your company. And then stole basically their concepts after they revealed how their stuff worked to develop their own fitness band. And he was saying how this Halo band is this huge violation, and you know, it's recording everything that you're saying, and you're like taking naked pictures of yourself with 3D scans of your body and then uploading them to Amazon. He's like, what are you doing? Like, this is a huge invasion of your privacy. And the fact that these Halo bands from Amazon are only $64.99, they're making it pretty accessible, all things considered.
I mean, if anybody's worried about carrying around something with a microphone at this point, then you should probably not be carrying around a cell phone, because we know our cell phones are listening to us at literally all times. All these ads that we are delivered on all the social media platforms. Like, if you are really that concerned about your privacy, and again, I disagree with this, but I'm just saying, if we don't want to be hypocrites, and if we don't want to, if we don't want to like keep our head in the sand, our phones are probably the most connected listening device that all of us are carrying at one point in time. Do I think that they're going to take our health data and use it to sell us stuff? Absolutely, they're going to do that. So I don't know. I mean, if you're curious about that sort of thing, like I have a Fitbit that I wear every day, and I've been wearing it for probably 4 or 5 years
worked
now
wonders.
At this point. Mm-hmm. But I just use it as a watch now. Yeah. I don't even like sync my steps or look at it that way. It's basically just a watch for me that I only have to charge like once every 2 weeks.
Sidebar, I really hate people who say privacy. I don't know why.
I mean, unless you're English. Unless you're from the UK, if you live across the Atlantic, maybe we'll let you get away with that. But like,
even here,
the good old US of A, hell no.
I'm talking to you, Madonna. I hate you.
Well, you don't have a British accent. You're from Detroit.
Did she drop that after Guy Ritchie and her broke up? I can't remember.
Yeah.
But
From Detroit.
Yeah, stop it. All right, so first check of the voicemail is coming up. Also, some top stories on the way. North Korea is saying, no, guys, Kim Jong-un is not dead. He's not in a coma. He's doing just great. Sure he is. We'll tell you about the net worth of Elon Musk, who is definitely the most evil supervillain of them all. Plus, Instacart and the tips that workers were getting for delivering all of the groceries were being stolen by the company, according to a new report. Dirty. Top stories coming up.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you complain about how early you have to get up for the show, but other than that, what's the biggest complaint you have about your jobs?
Message deleted.
I mean, do we really complain about having to get up early for the show? I mean, that's the only thing that is maybe less than favorable. I mean, if we had our druthers, we'd probably go, okay, let's do a show from, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. every day, as opposed to, 6 or 5 to 10, I mean, that would be the only thing that's maybe a little bit of a drag. But Mahoney, I don't have a list here of things that I dislike about my job. I mean, I love what we do.
Yeah, we love doing radio. I mean, we would have stopped doing it a long time ago, and I don't think we would have been as successful as we had been if we didn't like what we do. You know, this is a what?
Successful. Oh, God, you're good. That's why I love working with you, man. I just jokes every day.
Whew. I mean, whew. I'm speaking for me, not you guys.
Oh, of course.
I get recognized all across the country. Very
get recognized.
Oh yeah, I got deals working. People want to be in the Mahoney business, Dave.
That's the IRS. Like, you have to pay your tax liens. Like, they
don't want you to do
you
a master class.
Yeah,
you got to pay taxes. Oh boy, they're gonna Wesley Snipes me now.
Yeah, yes, they are.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, you said your wife has a little bit of a thing for Mr. Kevin Costner. I'm with you, man. My girlfriend is the same way. I just don't get it. It looks like some suburban peewee baseball coach. Is that a look that chicks like now?
Message deleted.
Oh, no, you haven't watched Yellowstone yet. So Yellowstone is a show on Paramount Network, and you can buy it on demand and stuff through iTunes. But no, it's He plays like a rugged cowboy in that, and he actually pulls it off pretty good. Like I get why my wife's like, well, Kevin. But season three of Yellowstone just wrapped up in rather dramatic fashion, as you'd expect. So if you haven't seen it yet, I would recommend, and then maybe you'll understand your wife's fascination with Kevin Costner.
Well, and this guy's talking about he looks like some he said a rugged peewee baseball coach.
Yeah,
like dude, those guys who I know who are single, who are coaching, like, you know, the kids' baseball teams are magnets.
Well, the reason why is because they're out there playing with the kids, and it's just like, you know, if there's a single mom and she's like, look at this father figure, he's out there coaching my son, and he's teaching him how to swing a bat.
And they're wearing those pants,
those tight baseball pants, yeah.
Dude, they make anybody's, like, I mean, if you want to talk about a uniform that really kind of just
they're the yoga pants for dudes. That's what they are.
For sure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
We should join a baseball team just so we can wear those. We look
That's
great.
Right. I mean, if they can make Roger Clemens look like he has a good ass.
Right?
I mean, think of what they could do for me.
You'd be wearing those and be like, "Man, your ass looks great, but when you turn around, you must be a little league coach, huh?"
Please leave a message after the tone.
Are you all ever going to do any of those after-hour drinking sessions? I love seeing you guys get hammered.
Message deleted.
So, yeah, we especially when quarantine first started, we were doing a decent amount of the virtual happy hours from our houses. And I'd say that, at least at the beginning, they were a lot of fun. And then it was just sort of like, at least for me, you tell me how you feel about it, Mahoney. Like we would get on here and we would do a live stream through our social media platforms, and you know, have a virtual happy hour, and you get a little loopy. But then the shame of walking out of the office and having to encounter my totally sober wife when I'm kind of at least two sheets to the wind, and I'm like, I don't know, man. It felt a little off to me when I'm stumbling out of my office at 4:30 on a Thursday afternoon.
You know, I'm getting the text from the wife during it, like, "Hey, are you guys about to wrap this up?
Yeah, don't get too drunk in there.
We have stuff to do."
Yeah.
So, I mean, I as much as I enjoyed the virtual happy hours, the Zoom drinking with friends, I've kind of decided that I'm just okay with drinking alone again.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't got to broadcast it.
Mahoney, we've said it a lot. If anyone is going to become an evil villain and take over the world, it's definitely Elon Musk, right? I mean, without question.
Without a doubt. He is just one mountaintop bunker hideout away from becoming the actual Dr. Evil from Austin Powers.
Well, his net worth has just passed $100 billion as the Tesla stock has soared 400% this year. Ooh. It is insane how much this stock is now worth, and the company is currently priced at exceeding high 148 times expected earnings, and they're going to split their stock and everything else. So Elon Musk is really, 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 really rich now, and is going to be even more rich in the not too distant future. So it's pretty unbelievable that their market cap has passed Walmart at this point in value,
which is unbelievable because Walmart has actually done very well during the last few months. You know, Walmart's business has gone up pretty dramatically. But the crazy thing about Tesla, you know, and I think their cars are great, they look great. You know, you hear some kind of rumblings about how their service centers kind of suck, and that's like the worst part of dealing with the Tesla. But outside of that, the owners traditionally love them. But Tesla is now worth more than, I believe it was, Toyota, Honda, GMC, Ford, and Hyundai combined. And if you think about, you know, all of those brands, I mean, like Toyota, it's like Toyota and Lexus. GMC is GMC, Chevy, and Cadillac. I mean, it's basically valued more than almost every other car brand on the planet combined. And there's just no way that their stock is worth that much money because they are not selling that many cars. And I think the other car manufacturers aren't that far away from having, you know, a decent amount of electric cars that are that they're offering up. I think the biggest problem that we see is that, like, from Nissan or Toyota or from Chevy, is that the cars that they are offering up that are electric aren't these, you know, super luxury cars. They're just nice cars, but they're, you're looking at more like a $30,000 car versus, you know, the upper end of the Tesla stuff, which originally started with like $80,000 to $100,000.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's, I think everyone can agree it's probably definitely overvalued at this point, but the Tesla stock is alive. Kim Jong-un, maybe not so much. Rumors have been swirling that Kim Jong-un has been in a coma and that the recent appearances were faked. The country's state media agency has released new photos of him.
Kim Jong-un?
I mean, not that North Korea would ever lie to us or anything,
never.
But everyone's
very,
like, you know what?
Very transparent.
Yeah, so the Associated Press indicated, however, that it was not able to independently verify the authenticity of these quote-unquote new photos that North Korea is releasing. But there's a number of people that are saying that they think he's either in a coma or he's toast. So who knows whether or not that's the case, but that rumor is back that Kim Jong-un is dead. And if he is, don't worry. Kim Yo-jong, 33 years old, Kim Jong-un's sister, would be the one that takes over, and she's also a terrible person. So
she seems feisty.
Yeah, yeah, she seems, she's going to launch some nukes, right?
She's got that face. She's got the crazy eyes.
Yeah. And but finally,
I will say, better hair.
True.
Better hair.
Don't think it's possible to have worse hair. So, yes, better hair indeed. And finally, Instacart has come under fire because an attorney has announced a lawsuit against Instacart alleging that the company violated the district tax law and collected hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales taxes. They said the company listed a 10% service fee for delivery on its website. Customers believe that they are providing a tip to drivers by the way that it was worded, and that percentage could be adjusted according to what the customer desired to pay, which sounds an awful lot like a tip, right? If it's set at 10% and then you decide to go to 20%, you're assuming that that service fee is then gratuity that would go to the person
who's doing the actual work. Yes.
Nope. They were pocketing it the entire time.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I mean, that really is absolutely gross. And, you know, it's the people who are out there doing the, you know, the gig economies or these gig jobs, pay them. Like, it's like the fact that you hear about Uber and Lyft, they're talking about pulling out of California because they're going to have to start giving benefits to drivers who work for them for more than like 40 hours a week. That's gross, man. Like, I just have no time for companies that treat employees like dirt, and I won't use their services. And so hearing about, you know, Instacart, which has done actually, you know, a really good job. We've got a couple friends who use it who aren't able to get out of the house as easily as everybody else. And or, you know, I've got, you know, grandparents who also use Instacart. You know, it just sucks because you have like that good side of it. But I hate hearing that the people who are actually making the service work, who are out there getting the groceries and delivering them, are getting screwed by this company.
Yeah, people work hard, man, and especially during this time when a lot of people have lost their, you know, their full-time jobs and they're just looking for the gig work. Just the dishonesty is what gets me. Like, if they put a service fee on there and I'm using that because it's convenient to get my groceries, just don't lie to me and make
it
seem
like it's going to the person. Yeah,
yeah. Don't do that, Instacart. Shame on you guys. There's just something about fast food freakouts where things go from 0 to 100 in about 2.3 seconds. I mean, these freakouts are all good, but the question is, can we figure out, Mahoney, you and I, what restaurant the freakouts happen in? Now, routinely, Audrey dusts you in all of these games that we play, but
all
she is off doing a bachelorette party on an extended weekend. So it's you versus me. And the way that it works is that we are going to ring in by saying our name whenever we think we know the answer. Ian's going to give us a setup. Then he's going to play us the audio. And after that, he's going to give us a multiple choice of three different restaurants that it can be. We can ring in at any point during that process. But if we guess, the other person's going to have a chance to guess after us, including hearing all the multiple choice, even if we guess before it on the first pass. So good luck to you. I hope you lose today. Ian, whenever you're ready, take it away.
All right. Freak out number one. This is a manager actually kicking a woman out for coming in too close to closing time.
Who hasn't been there before? So kicking somebody out coming in too close to closing time is somebody that worked in the service industry for a long time. I get why you would do this. Let's listen to the freak out.
We were ordering food. shaming yourself.
So we have a time limit to get food.
Get the f*** out of here.
And we have a time limit to get food. No, call them.
Let's go somewhere else to get your food.
You're f***ing pathetic.
Yes, yes, I am.
Wow, she's pathetic, I guess. Okay, multiple choice. Was that a Popeyes, was that a Burger King, or a McDonald's?
Dave.
Dave.
Quartering. I'm going Burger King on that one.
No.
Dave, that is correct. Very
yeah. Wow. I heard that. I heard that fryer beeping in the background. Yes. That's a Burger King.
All right, Dave on the board.
Well,
they with
can't just flame broil up some Whoppers, you know, at closing time.
That's right. It's a slow process. All right. So
is there any,
one
but
of nothing.
Here's the thing, too, though. Like, I do feel bad for, you know, I would never go into a restaurant like 5 minutes before they close because that's just a kind of a D move. But also, I understand the, you know, the frustration of somebody who's like, hey, man, you guys are still technically open.
The other thing that tipped me off that it was a Burger King is that the manager sounded like she was the one that was really ready to fight. Like, she was over it. The person,
she's ready to throw down in the video, definitely.
Oh, yeah. She's going to whoop that ass. And you, if you're a manager at a Burger King, you better be ready to whoop some ass if you need to. All right, 1-0. Here we go on to number two.
All right, freak out number two. Now, this is a woman claiming that drive-through workers are spreading germs.
Spreading germs. Okay, let's listen. Oh boy!
Wow!
Oh boy!
Well, she's accusing them of spreading germs, and then still wants the rest of her order.
Yes, yes,
yes. Now, was that freak out in McDonald's, a White Castle, or a Wendy's?
Mahoney.
Mahoney.
We got to go with the world's largest fast food chain. I'm just going. That has to be a McDonald's.
Mahoney, that is correct. Very nice. Still alive.
Lucky, lucky.
Right. Billions and billions served, Dave, every day.
That woman did not get her food, by the way. They
did not,
her.
Not
they
get her food. Ah, rats.
All right.
Third and final one. It all comes down to this, so we're tied up one apiece. Whoever gets this third and final one is going to be our winner today.
All right. Freak out number three. This is a woman upset about her divorce and that cheese came on her burger.
Okay.
I'm lactose intolerant. I don't eat cheese. I had a cheeseburger order. Yes, this is all I got. Get a divorce. And my ancestors turns off my credit card every other day. And all I need is fast food. Fast food every day of my life.
I don't know if you guys caught that. She said her ex off her credit card, so she's forced to eat crappy fast food.
Well, first off, don't slant. How dare you slander fast food? I mean, you elitist.
Now, was she slandering an A&W, a Carl's Jr., or a Jack in the Box?
Dave. It's Carl's Jr. Carl's Jr., yeah, for sure.
Dave, congratulations. You won for fast food freakouts.
Yeah, in your face, Mahoney. You can hear the echo. That is a Hardee's slash Carl's Jr., depending on what part of the country. No question about that. That was easy. I was going to guess that even before you gave us some multiple choice.
I hope you get slapped in the face with a $6 burger.
I don't think it's any big secret that sometimes when you get a little bit older, your ability to drive declines. But, you know, here in the United States, we tend to give people a pass on that. You know, they have driver's tests at certain points as you get older, but there's still plenty of like 90-year-olds you see driving around on the road. Well, in Japan, they're trying to coax elderly drivers from being behind the wheel. And what they're doing in order to do that is offering them cheap noodles. So under a scheme that was launched last week in central Japan, elderly drivers were given discounts on ramen noodles at 176 outlets of one restaurant chain, but only after they gave up their driver's license.
So you're going to give me cheap ramen if I give you my driver's license?
Correct.
Sold. Take it.
You
right
have
now.
To be.
I don't care if I'm elderly or
you
not.
Have like, to, you have to be over 75. But I mean, I'm glad to see ramen. That. It's that effective, huh? Yeah. 2020 is a weird year, right? I mean, obviously all of the pandemic, you know, going on, there's the hurricanes, there's the fires in California, there's also the locusts in Egypt and India. the murder hornets in Seattle, and now we have giant, horny, hand-sized spiders that are coming to a home near you. People who don't like spiders are being warned that these giant varieties are starting to appear inside people's homes looking for sex. The first or second week of September will be the peak in the large male spiders wandering around our homes and hunt for a mate. Professor Adam Hart, who works at a university over in the UK, told the BBC that the spiders you see wandering around generally are males, while the females sit in the shadows. He said the females can be seen on webs in garages and windowsills, while the males wander around looking for chances to mate. And, of course, our houses, nice places for them to come and do that. So don't freak out. It's primarily over in the UK where these enormous spiders are showing up, but the giant house spiders can, in fact, bite, although it doesn't usually pose a huge threat to people. They can grow to 12 centimeters across.
Kinky spiders, too? Is that what you're saying? That's some kinky-ass, giant, hand-sized spiders that are looking to come into my house and use it as a bang shack? Nah, man, that's not cool.
Yep.
No.
My house is probably going to be like that bar that's just no chicks in there. It's just all dudes. And then they just get angry that there's no chicks in there, so they just start fighting each other.
Yeah.
I know. And then next thing I know, I got a broken window. Cops are here.
Bar stool and just shattered all over the floor. You have a bouncer that's bleeding. You're like, should we call the cops? I don't know. The most expensive peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the world is available for sale in Chicago, and it's just $350 for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What makes this peanut butter and jelly sandwich $300? I mean, I would say the average cost of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich per, you know, if you buy a loaf of bread and peanut butter and jelly, you're probably looking at, what, a dollar a sandwich maybe? So what kind of, what makes this one 300 times more expensive?
Well, so the American Classic is jam-packed with an array of fancy ingredients, and the idea here is that these brothers that made it were...
It's a peanut butter and jelly. There's two ingredients. What are you talking about? They were inspired to create a sandwich.
Anything
other than peanut butter or jelly, and it's not a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
They stumbled across a $200 peanut butter and jelly that featured a gold toothpick, and they decided that they could top that by adding more layers of luxury. So the over-the-top creation, which has to be ordered a day in advance, is built around a loaf of bread that has gold dust baked into the flour and edible gold leaf topping. It's sandwiched with the most expensive jam in the world. It's imported from France, and this spread is prepared using a technique from the 14th century, which involves painstakingly de-seeding red and white currants from the goose quills.
With all of these words. I don't want to hear about goose quills from France. If we're talking about jam, the only jam that I want to talk about right now, Space Jam.
What?
The movie.
You want to talk about the new Space Jam?
Not the new one. The original. Yeah.
Oh,
it was a classic.
Okay.
Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny and Bill Murray. It was, I feel like it was grossly overlooked. And their website is still the same website from like 1997. I love it. That's worth $300.
Are you going to go see the new Space Jam? Are you interested?
Can we already know that LeBron desperately wishes that he was Jordan. I don't need to see it on film.
You think LeBron James desperately wishes that he was Michael Jordan?
Yep.
Come on, man. And finally, a North Carolina doctor has been cited after authorities say that
he
is...
Okay. Let's go back to that for one second.
Sure.
You want to know why you think, like LeBron James, physical beast, the number two basketball player probably ever, only behind Michael Jordan. But here's the difference. Michael Jordan shaved his head. LeBron can't stomach. He's too insecure to go bald. Jordan didn't give a damn. Jordan looked cool. Put on that big ass earring, shaved his head, dunked on fools all day long. LeBron, man, how many times has LeBron been to the hair club for men?
Mahoney, you are also balding, and you haven't shaved your head.
Yeah, but I'm also a very insecure person. I'm not complaining that I would also like to be Michael Jordan. Plain and simple.
So what's something that you just found out? Maybe it's, in recent years, maybe it's just this past week, and it's common knowledge, and or you feel like you should have known it before you did. This one, years ago, I rented a car and had to fill it up with gas, and I realized I didn't know what side the gas tank was on. I had to get out and check. Years later, I found out all you have to do is look at the gas pump icon on the dash, and whichever direction the arrow is pointing is what side the tank is on. Love the show. Well, thank
you. Didn't that feel like the greatest hack of all time?
When you found that out, you're like, oh, yeah, you just look down and it shows you what side it's on. And especially if you were riding with somebody that didn't know, and you pull up in a rental car or whatever at a gas station, they're like, how did you know? And you're like, I could just sense it. But yeah, if you look at it, if you look at your dash and there's that little, you know, that just shows you how much gas is left in your car, there's an arrow that points one direction or the other, and that's the direction that your gas pump is on.
What did you guys
learn who came up with that?
I want to say I learned that probably, I don't know, not that long ago, but like probably 5-6 years ago is when I first heard that.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, about 3 years ago for me, I learned that. So I went for almost a decade driving not knowing that.
Andy said, I recently learned this about 2 years ago, but the reason that Garfield the cat hates Mondays is because John had to go back to work after spending the whole weekend with him and Odie.
That is not why Garfield hates Mondays.
No?
I don't think he ever gave a real answer as to why he hates Mondays, though. So
Garfield
I think it's
hates
just speculation.
John. What are we talking about, man? He like all cats, they barely tolerate their owners.
Ian is the resident cat owner on the show.
I disagree.
I assume that you'd have a problem with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Garfield loves John. He makes him lasagna occasionally, and they have a great relationship. And I agree with Andy. I think that Garfield doesn't like Mondays because he has to go back to work.
Olivia on Facebook said, oh, my Lord, I just discovered that sunflower seeds come from actual sunflowers. I watched a video of a sunflower being torn apart, and I was so confused until the guy pulled a handful of sunflower seeds from it. I was like, what the hell? Well, I don't think I've ever seen a video like that. Where did you think they came from if you didn't think they came from sunflowers? What's something that you just learned? You can text us at 702-791-1075 on social media at Dave Mahoney, X1075. What is something that you just recently learned that maybe you should have known for a long time? You're just finding it out now. This one over on our Facebook page totally stunned me. Meg said, I literally just learned today that the Happy Birthday song has 3 verses, but we only sing the first one. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? There's not 3 verses there. There is. So it's the first verse, which everyone sings, and then it goes, from good friends and true, from old friends and new, may good luck go with you and happiness too. How old are you now? How old are you now? How old, how old, how old are you now? Those are the other 2 verses, but yeah.
Well, you know it's copyrighted, too.
I know there's been a whole bunch of lawsuits back and forth. Is it actually there's a copyright to it?
Yeah, it's basically like, you know, if you would take pick any song like Britney Spears' Toxic, for example, you know, you can't just use it in any whatever, and that's why you don't see people really singing Happy Birthday in TV shows and movies very often because they have to pay the royalties. I believe it was a couple of sisters or a couple of older women who wrote the song originally and have made millions and millions and millions of dollars off of the Happy Birthday song. Also, why at Chili's they don't sing Happy Birthday. They sing you their own little Chili's version of it.
Tio said, pennies are brown, so I used to think that Abraham Lincoln was black. It wasn't until Obama was going to be the first black president that I realized that Lincoln wasn't. What's something that you just learned? How about this one? The word stressed is just desserts spelled backwards.
Okay. All right.
I had no idea until somebody posted this that club sandwich is an acronym for chicken lettuce under bacon. That's what a club sandwich stands for. Chicken lettuce under bacon. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, we've all worked in restaurants. Is that really what club sandwich?
Yes. I had no idea.
Is that what's on a club sandwich? I don't know. I feel like the BLT is a superior sandwich.
It stands for bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Well, yeah, we all know what the BLT stands for.
In case people didn't know. I didn't know about club.
I mean, on a club sandwich, isn't there normally like ham and turkey and chicken? I mean, it seems like maybe they've just...
I've never ordered... I'm almost 40 years old. I've never ordered a club sandwich in my life.
What? The club sandwich is an all-time great sandwich. What are you talking about?
I've never ordered one.
This another acronym. TAG stands for touch and go.
I didn't know that.
The game tag. No idea. No idea.
So this one
got texted over to us. I don't know about me necessarily learning anything, but the douchebag in front of me that's been jumping in and out of lanes for the last 3 to 4 minutes just figured out this special little invention called the turn signal. Does that count?
Must be a BMW owner. How about this one? This one for me, and I'm not going to lie, and I feel pretty dumb about this. The actual size of Greenland. You know, when you look on a map and you look at, like, Greenland, it looks like it's one of the biggest countries in the world. And then you realize that, no, it's just that way because the map is stretched out, because trying to take something that's a sphere and make it onto a flat map doesn't exactly work correctly.
Really? So that why is that off scale compared to everything else?
Well, Greenland and Antarctica, like, if you look at the bottom of the any map, Antarctica looks, you know, pretty damn huge. And, you know, Antarctica's not small, but it's ridiculously oversized on any flat map that you've ever looked at.
Well, good for them. They know the angles. Make it look bigger. All right.
That's right.
Also, if you take, like, Africa, Africa is the size of the U.S., China, India, and, like, three other countries all put together. Like, Africa, grossly underrated or underrepresented on any flat map.
This one got texted over to us as well. My 12-year-old nephew told me this a while back, and it blew my mind. The brain is the only thing in the world that named itself.
True.
Yeah, makes sense. This one also texted over. I just learned that Velveeta and Kraft are both under the same parent corporation. So when Velveeta mac and cheese commercials are saying how much better they are than the other guys, they're just talking about themselves.
No, they're not talking. I mean, they're not talking about, you know, those are two. They're talking about. Is there another?
What, Annie's?
Macaroni and cheese? Yeah.
They're talking about Annie's? That's it?
Yeah, those hippies over at Annie's in their purple box.
Sissy on Facebook said there is a tick called the Lone Star tick, and if it bites you, you can no longer eat red meat. I just learned this tonight.
I've heard about that.
Oh, I have.
I have not. What? What are you talking about? That would be awful.
Ugh. You'd probably be healthier though, right?
I mean, whatever.
Probably do with a little less red meat in our life.
Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean you can't eat red meat? Like you physically can't, or you just don't have the desire to?
Yeah. Man,
really? What an awful, like, bitch of a tick.
It's better than rabies, where you can't drink water.
Yeah, I guess. And Brian said, I was pretty shocked when I found out that Blue from Blue's Clues was a girl. So, I mean, you guys probably aren't familiar. That's a kid show. But maybe you are. I always thought that little Blue the dog was a boy dog because it's named Blue. I don't know.
Yeah, and then they brought on Magenta.
I mean, I guess Blue is, you know, I mean, if you think, you know, if you're thinking of, like, you know, traditional boy colors, blue is a boy color, I guess, right?
Yeah.
They shove down our throats. But I feel like in 2020, anything's possible.
Andrew said the moon also rises in the east and sets in the west. Only realized this a few years ago. Before that, I guess I just figured it wandered aimlessly around the sky. And Emma said, I didn't know baby carrots came from full-size carrots until very recently. Is that true? Like, what do you mean they come from them? Like, they give, what?
Is it just shaved off pieces of carrots?
I don't know.
I mean, have you, any of us, ever seen a baby carrot grown in the wild?
No.
I mean, we've probably all seen a baby carrot in the mirror, but, you know, that's another story for another time.
Look, if you just dip it in some sauce, it's tasty. It's good. Finally, how about this one? Rich said that all colored bell peppers are the same. They're just in different stages of ripeness. I had no idea. I literally thought that, like, a red pepper was different from a green and a yellow and all that stuff.
That can't be true.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's lying to us. I don't know why he would. We are firing up the live stream if you want to watch along today at twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, facebook.com/Dave Mahoney. It's totally free to watch, of course. You also going to be treated to some voicemail in just a moment. We've got another round of that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Pop Trash also on the way. Hang with us. X107.5.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I want to call out of work tomorrow, but I need an excuse to get me out of it. I don't have any vacation days or sick days or anything like that, so it needs to be a good one. Help me out.
Message deleted.
COVID-19. There you go. You get off for 2 weeks, and yeah. If you don't have any sick days, though, I don't know how that works. But yeah, I mean, if you don't get paid. In this day and age, you call in and you say I'm not feeling great, I think that pretty much every employer is going to go, well, why don't you stay home then, just for liability, right?
Stay home for half a month.
Yeah, you don't need to come up with some super elaborate lie that, and I feel like that's where you get tripped up anyway, you know, just, you know, if you're like, oh, my wife's or my girlfriend's aunt, who they were super close, just died, or, you know, you're trying to come up with something, just like, you don't feel good.
My iguana things, needs surgery.
You're unwell, yeah.
Is that a euphemism for something? I don't know.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Pregnancy is not that bad. I mean, I know I didn't go through it, but even my wife is like, you know, it's a little rough, but all in all, first 3 months are brutal. But after that, kids are absolute the greatest thing in the whole world.
Message deleted.
Was that guy calling us from a can attached to a string?
Under the sea? Yeah, I don't know. But any time that a guy starts talking about the trials and tribulations of pregnancy, I'm like, man, like, maybe you pump the brakes on that.
Yeah, man. Not your platform. Step back. Well,
he was saying pregnancy's not that bad. Is that what he was saying?
That's exactly what he said. And also, I mean, it's different for everyone, right? I mean, some people have terrible pregnancies. Other people, it's a relative breeze. And for most people, I would say it's kind of a mixed bag. Like, there's certain parts of it which are really rough, and others are just fine. But, yeah, it's again, as a dude, I will never comment on the ease or lack thereof of a pregnancy because we just have no idea. We have no idea. Did you guys see that? I forget what show it was where they hooked the guys up to one of those belts to give them a feeling of what it was like to have the contractions that a woman goes through when they're giving birth, and how the guys were just totally incapable of handling it. Just sit there and scream.
Yeah, the universe has, you know, decided that we as a gender, we weren't capable for that. So, you know, I'm gonna stick with the science and the universe and the, you know, billion years of evolution and that. Yeah, we weren't cut out for that, so we're gonna do our part over here.
Was that Edge that left that message? Because he just said in chat my microphone on my phone needs cleaning so bad. Yeah, man. If it sounds like that on every phone call,
you sound like you're in a womb right now, man. Come on.
Please leave
the call's coming from inside the belly.
Mahoney, why do you always reference party pizzas? Those are hands down the worst pizza you can buy from the store because they're trash.
Message deleted.
First off, you're trash for trying to come at me saying that the Tostino's party pizzas are trash. And why do I reference them? Because they are the greatest party pizza of all time. They literally have the word party in the name.
So you can't say that they're the greatest of all time if you're unwilling to even say the name of the product correctly. It's not
what they're called.
Tostino's.
It's the Mandela effect that they went back and they changed it after the fact.
It's Totino's. It's always been Totino's.
There's the movie with whatever that guy's name was, Sinbad, who played a genie.
And then there was also the Berenstain Bears.
You know, not the Berenstain Bears. You know, they went back and they changed a lot of stuff. We may be living in a simulation, but that simulation has got the Tostino's party pizzas dialed in straight. Those are delicious for like $2. What can you spend $2 on that's going to bring more joy and delicious belly feelings than a Tostino's party pizza?
Spend an extra dollar and then you could get a Jack's. They're bigger than Totino's and
I like
a lot
Jack's,
better.
But they're not
opinion.
The no, but I can't fit a Jack's into a small convection oven. I got to use a whole big oven for that. Like a party pizza can go just straight into the small one.
Okay, so a disagreement here on the quality level of Totino's party pizzas. But Ray's read a good point. He said at least they're not Hot Pockets. I'm going to second that. True. Hot Pockets are not good.
Garbage.
They're trash.
Garbage.
Yeah, they're hot and they're cold at the same time. They always burn the hell out of the roof of your mouth. And I don't know why we eat them like we're like a German Shepherd, but like you have to kind of wolf it down where you're doing that thing where your mouth is full and you're just like, because you have all the stuff in your mouth. But it's not even that good. It's just like weird plasticky cheese. I don't know.
And it wrecks your stomach.
Garbage. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Everything about it.
I eat one of those Philly cheesesteak ones. I'm out for like 3 days.
And you know that, and yet somehow we still do it. God, we're dumb creatures, aren't we? So stupid. Guys, I hate to have to share rough news like this, and I don't want it to affect your entire day, but this is tough to deal with. Law enforcement officials say that poor R. Kelly, has been attacked by a fellow inmate and got his ass kicked in jail and now has been put into solitary confinement as a result.
Is he trapped in a closet? Is that what they have R. Kelly trapped in a closet now? Is that what's going on?
Do you think when his cellmate, the one who kicked his ass, was about to do it, he just looked at him and he went, "My mind's telling me no, but my body is telling me yes." Just started whooping on him. Man, bad things, not enough bad things can happen to that guy. I love it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they find a way to sort themselves out once you get to prison and you're a scumbag. So, yeah, man, enjoy solitary confinement, R. Kelly. Maybe finally complete that remix trilogy.
Nada said he peed on him as his victory pose. So A-Rod and J-Lo are trying to buy the Mets. Jennifer Lopez says that owning the New York Mets would be amazing for her and extremely beneficial for Major League Baseball to have a strong woman in a position of power. Both J-Lo and A-Rod have been laser focused on trying to buy the team from the family that owns it now. They've raised millions of dollars from high-profile investors in the hopes of closing the deal. So Jen's main competition is from a Wall Street titan. His name is Steve Cohen, who reportedly made a $2.6 billion bid. The word on the street is that the family that's selling it would rather sell to J-Rod's group if they can get close to that number. So there are currently zero women listed as principal owner of a Major League Baseball franchise. I actually think that this kind of works, right? I mean, it's a little risky, obviously, because Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod, they're not married, right? They're just dating?
I don't know. I mean, they've been together for a long time now. But I mean, who are we kidding? We know that's more of a business. That's more of a business arrangement than it is a arrangement of love.
Tosh said they're engaged. So yeah, I mean, whether or not they were actually to split or not, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I think you're right that they're old enough now and seasoned enough now. Even if they were to split, they could still manage a team together. But
anybody else A-Rod, shocked that obviously the Mets are worth $2 billion?
Not really, man. Sports teams today. Yeah, I mean, $2.6 billion. Not really. I mean, the Mets stink, and
it's the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just it's interesting. I mean, there's so far a bunch of NBA and NFL stars have joined the J-Rod investment group, including Travis Kelce, DeMarco Murray, and Brian Urlacher, so former players. I don't know. It's interesting, though. I mean, the Mets being owned by a power celebrity couple, I don't think is the worst idea.
But, like, you have a former Yankee who owns the Mets. That's, you know, along with J-Lo. So, I don't know, man. It just seems like a stretch. I mean, at the end of the day, the ownership group's going to sell to whoever offers the most money. I don't think gender has anything to do with it. I think it's just going to all it's going to come down to is dollars and cents, and celebrity doesn't matter. What speaks is money. And you know what? If you're going to pay $2 billion or $2.6 billion for the Mets, good luck with that.
Andy said J-Lo gathering up engagement rings like she's Thanos getting Infinity Stones. Dang. Britney Spears' sister is going to handle her finances moving forward. So the 38-year-old singer is alive, and while she is the sole beneficiary of the trust, a new legal papers reveal steps that Britney is trying to protect her finances in the event of her death. Britney was put into her father's care back in 2008 when he was presiding over her conservatorship, which controls her care and finances. Jamie Spears stepped down as conservator last year, and the conservatorship is now in the hands of a long-term care manager by the name of Jody Montgomery. Montgomery, but Brittany recently appealed to a court to not allow her father to regain control of her life and wants it extended through 2021. And obviously there's all this like goofy Free Brittany campaigns going on where people are like there's marching protests through the streets as if she's like being held captive or something. And I guess, you know, like her not having full control of her estate is something, but it seems like that's probably for a reason. Well, now her her younger sister has been named as a trustee to protect the singer's fortune.
Well, 29 years old, her sister.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't think her sister's a celebrity and has her own money in her own right. Obviously doesn't have, like, you know, her sister kind of money, but I don't think she's the type of person who's going to, you know, misuse those finances. So if she's going to help control those and keep her, you know, Brittany in a better position, then I'm all for it. Good.
Is her sister really a celebrity? I mean, I know
she
kind of had
a bunch of like Nickelodeon shows and stuff.
Yeah, she was on for a while, and then she got pregnant, and then she kind of fell out of the limelight. But she's still pretty active. I think she has a show on Netflix now.
Huh. Okay. Well, whatever makes Britney Spears happy. I mean, clearly it's not the crystals just yet, but I'm sure that's a process. If you were following
it
us,
it takes time, Dave. You got to arrange them in the right order.
Over like the last week or so, yeah, as Britney had gotten really into the Crystal Bible and thought that was going to be the key to happiness for her. And I really hope that's the case. That normally works. The internet is awesome. Our favorite audio clips that we have found over the last few days on the internet. And of course, when we play the game Tipsy or Toddler, that is always one of our favorites. And we had some, I would say, rather interesting covers that we did this week. Ian, remind me, did Mahoney or Audrey get the Bastille one? So
Neither
did.
Well,
so
they got the band name. They did not get the song title. They were too busy naming Imagine Dragon songs or 21 Pilots songs instead.
That's right. So this was
the same
so
band?
What? So this was so poorly done that they couldn't even figure out who the artist was at first. They got there eventually, but then couldn't figure out the name of the song. This is from Cover Your Ears, somebody trying to perform Bastille's Bad Blood.
Whoa.
You can make an argument that maybe they overdid it with the auto-tune just a little bit there.
You know you're a bad singer when the auto-tune doesn't
matter. Yeah, maybe.
I think they underdid it, Dave. I think there wasn't enough, a little bit more auto-tune there.
Have you guys ever tried
the passenger seat of a Ford Taurus, by the way?
Have you ever tried auto-tune? Like, have you ever done it? Like, where you just,
I have not.
Wait, was it really done in the passenger seat of a Ford Taurus?
Yes, it was, unfortunately.
Respect, man, respect. You got one
the
more
acoustics
from
on
from,
the inside of a Ford Taurus. Just beautiful.
Chris said, Bastille featuring Lil Wayne. This was also from Cover Your Ears. This is an all-time classic, though. This is some Danzig and Mother. Yeah, this is a good one.
Not about to see your light, but if you won't bite hell with me, I can show you what it's like. Till you're bleeding. Not about to see your light. And if you want to bite hell with me, I can show you what it's.
Man, that was.
You got up there. Great range.
Yeah. Let's go to one of our favorite voicemails from the week. Somebody with a little poop song for us.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, what have I done? This stinky mush. I had to use my sock, then I threw it on a bush. That's all I got.
Message deleted.
That's all you need, my man. That was quality work. Took me back to that moment on the golf course, surrounded by friends, pooping my pants. Thank you. Thank you.
A moment that is forever etched in time.
Yeah. And the 15th hole of that poor golf course. Oof, just don't go off the cart path, man. We'll go to Tipsy or Toddler, and Tipsy or Toddler is where we try to figure out whether, you know, something being said is by a little kid or somebody who's had way too much to drink. And in this case, the person was very drunk. And Ian, correct me if I'm wrong here, they're having a conversation with a toy. Is that right?
Yes, with a child's toy. And they wind up getting so angry at it that they threatened to throw it into the ocean.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of movie I got tonight? And a dumpster in there. And a dumpster. You're gonna lose yourself. I'll take you to an island. I'm gonna push you up and you'll be up and up. That's all. You're not gonna have a life no more.
I feel like the child's toy got the best of that conversation.
Yeah, child's toy.
That was a Furby, right?
Yes, that was a Furby.
The Furby definitely, you know, definitely won that debate without a doubt.
And finally, and the internet is awesome. This one is actually brand new, but we had to include it because, you know, it's pretty quality. Some woman was buying like turkey parts, turkey bits at a store, and she opened it up because she was convinced that one of the things inside of the packaging wasn't actually turkey bits. It was actually severed male genitalia. And so she called the police, and hilarity ensued.
Somebody's body part is in my beans. Hey, y'all, this is serious. Like, the medical examiners and everybody's on their way to my house. So I called the police, and they came out, and this is the first they ever had in Akron, Ohio. They don't know what to do. They about to send the medical examiners and the coroner out to my house because it is for real, and I'm not joking. It is somebody's private parts.
If you have ever degutted a turkey, it does look a significant amount like.
What are you talking about, the turkey neck?
Yeah, the turkey neck looks like looks like junk.
That thing's like 2 feet long. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's 2 feet long and white. Trust me, they don't look like that. So the Vegas Golden Knights were supposed to play last night against the Vancouver Canucks, and it got postponed. The NHL also decided that they were going to take some time off with all of the unrest going on around the country, and a lot of these sports leagues deciding to do this. The NBA obviously did it the night before, and then the NHL got together, and they said, we're not playing, and it's to make a statement right now because we're unhappy with the way that the world is. And so, obviously, the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, there's definitely a lot of people that are upset about that, and athletes are using their platform in order to make their voices heard. And Ryan Reeves came out for obviously, you know, popular player on the Vegas Golden Knights, and he said, look, you know, the fact that this is a league of predominantly white players and they're also taking a stand really says something. And I would agree. I mean, it has people talking. And is it going to solve racism? Of course it's not going to solve racism, but if something doesn't instantly solve racism, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it. So good for the NHL for taking a stand. It is obviously their right. The league backed them to do that, and the games will be back in a couple of days.
Yeah, if there was a one-step program that we could use to solve racism, I think we would have had that figured out a long time ago. But raising awareness and bringing awareness to serious social issues that exist within our country right now and that people feel passionate about, I know there's plenty of people that are like, shut up and just play, which I, you know what, if these guys want to put their, you know, if they want to say, you know what, I'm not playing, and they're putting their bank accounts on the line to draw attention to a problem that they are passionate about, you do it, man. Like, you know, it's that's them, you know, you do you. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, just like they're not going to tell me how to live my life. So like, if they want to do it, good for them. You know, it will speak loudly because, like I said, there's a lot of money involved in this, and a lot of people are invested in sports, so it definitely got people talking.
And it's a peaceful protest, right? And if you're dumping on people that are peacefully protesting, however, whatever their platform is, no matter how big or small it is, if they're peacefully protesting, that is absolutely their right to do that. And love that people are rallying around each other.
They have the right. They have the right to do to protest or strike or do whatever they want, just like you have the option to not watch if you don't want to. Because if you don't agree with that, that's the thing. That's the beauty of America. We all have these rights, and you can make your choice whether or not you support it or not. And if you don't, then don't watch.
Yep. Trev said they announced this morning that the Knights are going to play tomorrow night. That is accurate. 6:45 p.m. Pacific time is the Vegas Golden Knights and the Canucks. Pretty lopsided in the first couple of games. Game number one, the Golden Knights blew them out. Game number two, the Canucks got the best of the Golden Knights. So tomorrow, rooting for the Golden Knights, obviously 6:45 p.m. Pacific time is when the game's going down. Not a huge surprise here. McCarran International Airport saw a 64% decrease in traffic from a year ago. So the fact, again, that as we were talking about yesterday, that the casino wins are only down 26% when 64% of the traffic has dried up at McCarran is significant. And I've been through McCarran a couple of times over the last few months, and the last time was about a month and a half ago, I guess. Yeah, mid-July-ish. It's it's a little spooky. You know, it's a little town. A bit of a ghost town. Well, a lot of the shops are closed. A lot of the restaurants are closed. I don't like it, man. I'm just ready to get back to normal as quick as possible.
I think we all are. And this is what we were talking about yesterday, I believe. It was yesterday or the day before when we were talking about, you know, that casino revenues are, you know, are down about, what is it, 25%? Which, you know, if you look at the traffic versus the, you know, like we said, you know, this could be way worse because, you know, not that 25% isn't bad because it is, but it could have been way worse because look at McCarran. And if traffic's down 64%, but revenues are only down 25%, then that, you know, I mean, that's actually, you know, that's actually pretty good in my opinion.
What that tells
me is
that
seems like more people are driving into Las Vegas.
Driving into Las Vegas, or maybe it's time to start giving the locals the credit that they deserve for all the money that we donk off, including down on the strip, you know?
Yep.
So, yeah. The number of cases yesterday went back up, so it was incredibly low the days before. It was 554 new cases of COVID yesterday across the state of Nevada. Before that, the previous day was only 221, which is the lowest that we'd seen in a few months' time. So really before the pandemic really kind of picked up, that took us all the way back to June the 17th when there was 171 cases. So hopefully they continue to trend down. We'd really like to see the deaths drop off.
It's trending down week over week, and we're seeing the you know, the ventilator cases and the hospital capacity not being overwhelmed, and that's kind of where we need to be at this point.
Yep. Again, you know, the challenges that a lot of parents are dealing with right now with the mobile learning for and the remote learning for their kids has been a challenge. Well, CCSD getting another gut punch, unfortunately. They had a data security incident, and they're saying that they don't think that the kids' information has been compromised, but we have not received any reports at this time of interruptions of service
Who's
of our learning platform.
Schools?
But, right. Like, what is the
How
point of hacking
are you?
Schools?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Go read a book.
I don't know. It's, you know, obviously a lot
hack
of crazy
Hack something where you can
happen.
Get some money, like, you know, like hack the Deutsche Bank or something. Like, yeah. Why are you going to hack CCSD?
The school district already, you know, they've already cut the budgets on that by tens of millions of dollars. You know, you're trying to get blood from a stone at this point. So, yeah.
You're going
to
get a bunch of half-sharpened number two pencils. Like, good luck, loser. Some of our not-so-fine moments. You know, there's plenty of radio shows out there that will showcase how hilarious they are, and there's all these promos out there, and they act like they never screw up. We, unfortunately, do not have that luxury of pretending like we're good, because let's just say the errors are aplenty on this radio show, Mahoney.
Dave, we like to, you know, if you build up expectations, if you set them way too high, people are always going to be disappointed. But if you set the bar really low and you do the bare minimum, people are happy. So I feel like this kind of works in our favor. So if this is the first time you're ever tuning in to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, this is a little bit of what you can expect from us each and every time.
It's an all-new blooper reel.
It's the that's the blooper reel.
Last thing I need to do is be slaying in bed and some idiot who's texting crash their flying car directly into the top of my house. Last thing I need to do is be slaying in bed.
No one's telling us what to say. There's plenty of improvising on the air. Plenty of improvising on the air.
Well, go get yourself some coffee, man. Like, let's see what happens. Well, go get yourself some coffee, man.
But she believes that this time she may have found the man of her life. I am good at having babies. I am good at having babies.
Man, I've thought about becoming a citizen of Barbados as well. You know, get some like dual citizenship. Citizen of Barbados.
A California man uses cans of Bud Light to extinguish flames. From the wildfires. California man uses cans of Bud Light to extinguish. Again, this place had $33,000 in cash.
Why would a car dealership have that much cash? Car dealership have that much cash?
To find the creepiest post possible. Are you blocking your cat hole's butt right now? Is that what's going on? Are you blocking your cat hole's butt right now? Is that what's going on?
last thing I need to do is be slain in bed.
I am good at having babies.
Why would a car dealership have that much cash?
California man uses cans of Bud Light to extinguish. Are you blocking your cat hole's butt right now? Is that what's going on?
So let's get things going with today's Redneck Report. An Orlando man faces federal charges after Orlando police say he posed as a U.S. federal marshal and carried a BB gun to threaten people that were out protesting. So this guy, whose name is John Mobley Jr., 36 years old, was charged Wednesday with impersonating a federal law enforcement officer. Here's the thing, and I have a longstanding rule about this. If you're going to go out and you're going to impersonate anyone, generally impersonating a cop is a bad idea because there's a whole bunch of real cops out there who are going to know that you're not a real cop. But also, if you're ever going to bring a gun, don't bring a fake gun, because you point the fake gun at anyone, and if they have a real gun, they're going to pull out their real one and shoot you with it, and they're going to be justified, right? And so having a fake gun or a BB gun and threatening people with it just does not make any sense at all.
Yeah, I mean, I love the stories of these dummies who are pretending to be cops or agents, and then they actually pull over a cop who's in an unmarked car, and then they get arrested for pulling them over, and that is just such sweet, idiotic, poetic justice. I love it so much. But yeah, Dave, what are you doing? If you're going to pretend, at least get a real gun, not a BB gun, you dope.
Also, you're 36 years old. If you want to be a cop that bad, just go become a cop. You're 36, man. So a dude was convinced that this lady was a witch. She's a witch. And so he decided to shoot at her, which is a great idea. This guy, his name is Michael Castillo. He's 40 years old, and he fired a handgun into a car, according to the arrest report. And the reason why is because he was convinced that one of the women was a witch and that she had cast a spell on him. Which makes all kinds of sense. She told deputies she parked her blue Lexus SUV away from the home, walked close to where
that's the official car of all witches, Dave. I don't know if you knew that or not. Blue Lexus.
Broom or blue Lexus, one of the two. they had some sort of altercation. This guy was convinced that she was a witch and that she was casting a spell on him. And so what do you do? Of course, you pull out a real gun and you shoot the witch. Yeah. Now he is he was 20 feet away from her, so of course he missed. But now he has been arrested, taken to the county jail.
Or
the bond was only $6,000.
Was it her magic that moved the bullet away, Dave?
Ah, so maybe
do we need to tie a bunch of rocks to her and see if she floats? Is that how we still tell if somebody's a witch in 2020?
Is that really what they did? Is they tied rocks?
Yeah, it was pretty dumb. Yeah, and then float, and then they just sink to the bottom of wherever they threw them.
So if they sink, then they're not a witch.
Yeah, but they're dead, so you can't.
Doesn't end well either way. Yeah. I think you could
really
just take a test online, though.
It was kind of like burning at the stake thing, you know, where it was let's light them on fire.
Maybe, is there something like with a swab we can stick in the nose or the mouth, or like a drive-through, like we're doing with COVID right now? Do they have a witch test that we can find out within the next 48 hours that hopefully...
You don't even have to do anything. If she just has resting witch face, then you know that she... yes, that's what it is.
There we go. Guilty. Yeah. Guilty.
And finally, a homeless man broke into a multi-million dollar estate in Florida. This is Hillsborough County, so the Miami area. This guy's name is Herod Betancourt, 47 years old. Thursday morning, he broke into a beach home, beautiful property. And, of course, there's security cameras everywhere that alerted that somebody had entered the home. He was seen on video roaming through the victim's property wearing latex gloves. Deputies say that he forced his way into the home by breaking off a side door, actually snapped it off the hinges, which is pretty nuts. Once inside, he started going through the victim's personal belongings, turned on a ceiling fan, and used the microwave to heat up some of the victim's food.
Now, these are very specific accusations. How dare he break in? I mean, not only like the breaking of the house, pretty big deal, but turning on somebody's ceiling fan?
How dare you?
And microwaving their food while wearing latex gloves? What is going on?
At least he's being
here?
Safe, you know, not trying to spread germs, right?
I guess.
So at least he's.
Now, this man who's homeless told deputies once they discovered him in the house that he actually broke in because he was actually planning on living in the multi-million-dollar home on the water. He was arrested, of course, for what he did. But, I mean, he was just out here trying to, you know, just taking a showing of the house, you know. And sometimes I mean, have you guys ever done that? Where there's a house that
you're not left a little key or the little keypad's not working. Yeah.
Or so. Have you ever been with a realtor that can't get that little thing open and they're just like trying to beep it and they're just like, come on, come on, come on. It doesn't work. And sometimes, you know, you just have to snap a door off its hinges and help yourself to some cold macaroni and cheese.
Turn on a ceiling fan like a monster. Yeah. Gonna have a sore throat when we wake up in the morning.
Yeah, look at it.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Looking back on your bullies, were they really that bad?
Message deleted.
Yeah. Yeah, they were jerks. Yeah. And I'm glad bad things are happening to them now. You know,
does
I would love to be like, I'm a bigger person, but no, their lives suck. Like, and I love it. Yeah, I love it. I love seeing bad things happen to bad people. Like, that makes me happy. Maybe that makes me a bad person, but whatever.
Nah, it's all right. Yeah. I mean, if they're really a jerk to you, but so, I mean, with the bullies and the exes, you always kind of delight in, you know, when you're like, your life sucks now. But the exes aren't so much, right?
If it was a bad breakup.
But yeah. I'm curious for anyone that's listening along or watching along today, is do any of you have bullies that have gone on to be really successful? Like, is there anyone
that'd be the worst.
Right? Wouldn't that be terrible? Like if this person just bullied their way into being the CEO of Johnson & Johnson or something, you know? But for me, like all of the people that were wankers to me, because I'm with you, Mahoney. Like spite is one of the things that moves me. I all of the people that were the real jerks are all terrible and have awful lives and they hate themselves.
Yeah, I am all for that. I'm like I will, anytime I'm feeling real bad about myself and I want to make myself feel good, I'm like I'm gonna go look and see how awful their life is right now, and always brings me a little bit of cheer knowing that somebody who was, you know, such a piece of garbage so many years ago is reaping what they've sowed.
Yep. Tosh said spite is delicious, isn't it though?
Please leave a message after the tone.
On the heels of you guys talking about the fraud as far as the Paycheck Protection Program, there's a lot of false claims being filed under other people's names for unemployment. I know several of my friends already that have done it or had it done to them.
Message deleted.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. We were talking about, you know, how some guy got busted taking the Paycheck Protection Program money and he's laundering it through his friends and ended up buying a house with it. And then there's a few people that hit us up in the chat and they said that they work in banking and they said that you wouldn't believe how common that is, that they're basically busting somebody every single week for fraudulent claims, which is kind of nuts, man. It's the people that prey on, you know, tragedies and bad things happening, and you know they go after, you know, money that's supposed to be earmarked for people that really need it in order to keep their business open. Those are just the worst, man. Those are just the worst.
Yeah, the people who are taking money from, it's like when we're dealing with such a weird time and people are suffering across the board, and you're just here looking to find a way to rip somebody off to benefit yourself. Yeah, man. Like I'm all for capital punishment at that point, man. Like, see you never, man. Like if you are using that kind of if you're using this pandemic and hundreds of thousands of people sick and hundreds of thousands of people dying to your advantage to benefit yourself, man, you're just a piece of garbage and don't belong in society.
And it's not like there's an infinite amount of money either. So like, please leave it for the people who actually need it.
A couple of comments here about the bullies growing up. This one from Chucklehead. He said, my high school bully disappeared. He went to prison for felony grand theft and is now a jacked church going nice guy. So his life might suck, but at least he is a much better person now. Actually, he went to prison. Wow.
Well, at least, the rehabilitation there worked.
Andy said the bully at my middle school I went to was killed in prison a few years ago. Made local news.
Ooh. Ooh. I don't wish death. Just misery. Just misery. Not death. But that's one. And Tosh said, I didn't have a bully, but an ex who I learned who is now married to a wife he hates and has an ugly baby. I couldn't stop laughing.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys, just checking in on you all. It's, you know, what you're supposed to do nowadays. You all hanging in there?
Message deleted.
Yeah, we good, man. We got no complaints. I mean, there's, you know, obviously ups and downs and good days and bad days and weeks that are longer than others. But, I mean, I can't speak for everyone here, but I'll just say that, you know, things are tough kind of around the, you know, across the board. But you try to focus on the good for me, and there's a lot of good right now. No complaints.
No, I'm with you, and I appreciate the checking in. You know, I'm just like, during normal times, like at this point, like, are you calling people on their birthday still?
Text. No call.
I called my mom on her birthday.
Do I even, like, if we are that good of friends, do I have to even acknowledge your birthday? Like, one of my best friends just had a birthday. I mean, like, but I feel like there's like four people who I text on their birthday, and it's the only reason I've been doing it is because I've been doing it for like 20 years. But we're like, can we just not? Do I
Dave,
not
did
have
text
to text
Mahoney
you
on his birthday?
No.
I did.
He doesn't need to.
I did. I did text you on your birthday.
I thought about doing it, but I didn't do it because I thought he would not care.
In fact, it was a very heartfelt text. I can't believe that you didn't. You don't remember it.
It was like, you owe me money. Give me some of that birthday money. I know you're getting.
I said, hey, it's your birthday.
Give me that $5 your grandma gave you.
Give me that money. Give me that money.
Well, all right then. We have made it through another week, my friends.
Ah, yes.
And what better way to reward a week of hard work, even though you're probably going to work right now, but we are wrapping up, is to have ourselves a very refreshing beer. I know, it's like I say that every week, and everybody's like, no, I'm driving to work. I actually still have 8 hours ahead of me, and I hate you guys, and I wish nothing but ill upon you and your entire household.
But I mean, to be fair, like we're getting close, right? Like we're knocking on the door of the weekend here. So let's pour ourselves a little bit of refreshment in a glass, and we do have some people that will go out of their way to get the beers so that way they can drink along. So if you're doing so, then please enjoy. And even if you're not drinking the same thing as us, feel free to drink along should it be allowed, or you're just really good at sneaking around. So today, Mahoney, what are we featuring?
Today, Dave, the beer that we are drinking is from Prairie Artisan Ales, which I think is one of the absolute best breweries in the Midwest. They are out of Oklahoma City. Certainly the best beer coming out of Oklahoma City. They've been around for a few years and make some really amazing stuff. And one of the ones that we are featuring today is one of their year-round beers called the Rainbow Sherbet. But I was having a conversation with my wife last night about this, and she calls it Sherbet.
Oh, I don't think that's correct.
Or is what? It? I'm pretty sure she calls it Sherbet. Or she doesn't call it Sherbet. She was going off on a tangent about how it's not spelled Sherbet, but everybody pronounces it Sherbet.
It's not. I mean, it is. I'd never even noticed that before. Huh. It is.
It's Sherbet.
Spelled Sherbet. But
man, yeah. Mandela effect again.
It's definitely Sherbet.
Yeah. I mean, we all say Sherbet, but I mean, she was, you know, she does have an English, you know, a degree in English. So, I mean, I'm not going to like argue with her about stuff like that until she's not here and can't argue for herself. But that's besides the point. The Rainbow Sherbet Sour Ale with Rainbow Sherbet flavors from Prairie Artisan Ales, 5.2% alcohol by volume in a very colorful can. It's very rare that we drink from a can that is pink or, you know, maybe a lilac. I don't know if I'm colorblind. That's like a pink or a very, very light purple color. But it's a very colorful can, and I'm all about it, man.
And it has a whole bunch of like people in their cars, like driving down the road, is what it looks like on the can. But one couple, can you see them up top there? Are actually fighting.
Aww.
So they're
maybe
yelling
they're
at each other
fighting
in the
about
car.
The pronunciation of the word Sherbet.
Perhaps so. Yep. Perhaps so. But you know, kind of a festive, summery looking can, you know, this sort of thing that Audrey always talks about, how the packaging gets her. I imagine that the packaging would be fairly appealing.
It's very, you know, Beatles Yellow Submarine. It's like a 70s kind of look to it. I like it.
Yeah,
and not too expensive. I think I paid $8.99 for a 4-pack of 12-ounce cans for this. So it's not cheap, but not super expensive as well. But let's get into this, Dave. The five categories in which we rate every single beer on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel and drinkability. The look, we've described the can, and let's look at the body of the Rainbow Sherbet Sour Ale from Prairie Artisan Ales. Kind of looks like what we've been drinking over the last few weeks when we talk about hazy IPAs. Very hazy. Had a very effervescent head as well when we first poured it, but that head dissipated very, very quickly. I mean, like,
yeah, I mean,
three
like
seconds.
there's no head on this at all as you look at it right now. And yeah. I mean, as far as appealing, I don't know. I mean, like the head really adds something to the beer where, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I've taken a sip of this and definitely has a lot of flavor profile that we'll get to in a second. But as far as the look, it just kind of looks like dirty water.
The look of it is not great. I mean, the can is, I love the can, but if you just look at it, yeah, there's zero head on this, and it kind of looks like a mixture between, like if you let pineapple juice go bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
a guy who's
it
let
looks
pineapple
like
juice go bad a fair amount of times.
It looks like 3-month-old Five Alive is what it looks like to me. So, yeah, I mean, it's a. Not a great look. Maybe leave it in the can. That would maybe be a better idea for it.
Dave, on our chat, Cleve said, wrong glass. These should be in a snifter-style glass. And I would say yes. But my biggest problem with these snifter-style glasses is that I don't like cleaning them. And because it's like I've broke one before and I cut myself. And so I kind of have an aversion to snifter-style glasses. So that's why I drink pretty much everything out of a pint glass right now. Let's move on to the next category, which is the smell. Let's take a big whiff of the Prairie Artisan Ales Rainbow Sherbet, and it does. It smells like Rainbow Sherbet. I mean, if you walk into a Baskin Robbins and you were to stick your nose into the Rainbow Sherbet, I feel like it does have that sort of aroma.
Yeah, it definitely. I mean, it's got a big nose to it, and It smells sweet. I mean, it almost does smell almost like ice cream esque. Like it does. Maybe not like if you smelled ice cream right up next to it, but you know that smell that you get when you actually just walk into like a Cold Stone Creamery or a Baskin Robbins, where like there's just
fancy.
A mixture
you're going
of
to Cold Stone. You're too good for Baskin Robbins.
Cold Stone, damn.
That's right.
I bet
man.
Dave goes to those rolled ice cream places too.
God, I hate those places.
Spending $12 for one cup of ice cream.
My kid always wants to go to one because there's one by our house, and it always takes him like 45 minutes to make some stupid rolled ice cream. Like, wrap it up, man. Can't we just go to McDonald's and get like a soft serve cone? Like, geez.
Man, the ice cream machine there's down.
It's always down. But yeah, no, it smells nice. It's a very inviting smell, but I will say that it smells pretty sweet.
Well, cheers to you, Dave. Let's move on to our favorite category, which is
cheers.
The taste.
Yes.
Let's take a drink of the Rainbow Sherbet from Prairie Artisan Ales.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's tart. Ooh, boy. Ooh, yeah, I like it.
Is it as sweet as it smells?
Woo! It doesn't have a lot of sweet to it. This is like a sweet tart.
It's deceiving. Wow. Yeah, it's deceiving. It very much is reminiscent of an actual, like, the candy sweet tart where you pop it in your mouth and you get a little bit of that sweetness, but then the tartness overwhelms it. So
I like it. But this is, as far as the tart level goes, for some of the sours that we've drank in the, you know, over the last year or so, this is probably the tartest or one of the most tart that we have had. But it's not so tart. It's not an off-putting tart. I like it. I think it's very, very refreshing.
Dave, you're not a big sour guy. Well, how do you feel?
I'm not. So, but I mean, if I'm going for a sour, this is a very well done sour. So, I mean, for me, I don't really like sours. I don't know if I would go out and buy this, but if I was at a backyard barbecue or something and this were available, or out of the lake, a pool,
summertime,
whatever it may be, you know,
it's coming in at 5.2.
It's not the sort of beer where I would want, you know, like four or five of these type of beers, but this is a punctuation point beer, meaning that you have this and you're going to remember it. So like having a couple of them, if you're just sort of sipping on it, that works really well. This isn't a crushable beer, in my opinion. And the other thing that really stands out to me about the flavor profile is that it really leaves a very dry feel on your tongue after you've had your drink. So because of that tartness, it really just sort of dries it out, which does make you want to go back and have another drink of it. In fact, I'm going to help myself right now.
Yeah, you're right, Dave. I think you hit the nail on the head. This is not a beer that you're just going to slam. This is definitely like something you want to drink and be refreshed. And it's not very carbonated either, so it doesn't have that like kind of super crispness to it, but it is still very refreshing. It reminds me of like kind of pineapple juice. I mean, there are some pineapple flavors in there. There's a menagerie of tart flavors in there, but they all blend together very well. The alcohol is literally non-existent. I could see this being used as a mixer, like, or if you were going to make a alcoholic Dole Whip, I think this would be a perfect beer to complement that. It's even though this beer is available year round, to me this is more of a summertime beer, in my personal opinion. And I think a 4-pack's perfect. I think a 4-pack of 12-ounce beers is perfect, because any more than that for in a single sitting would probably be a little too much. But overall, I think this is a really good beer. The mouthfeel, it's refreshing but not crisp. It's not very carbonated at all. And I would actually call this probably smooth, is how I would describe the mouthfeel. What about you, Dave?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say smooth, because it is such a punctuation point, you know, where like you really kind of get punched in the taste buds by it. So smooth wouldn't be the word that I would use. Yeah, but it's got layers to it, right? So I mean, it's too layered for me to think that it's a smooth beer. Refreshing is probably the best word that you used for it, in my opinion, because you do take a pull of it and you're like, man, that you feel like your body temperature drops a couple of degrees whenever that happens. So it's good. It's definitely a sour, but when it comes to sours, I'd say that this is probably the most pronounced sour that maybe we've ever done on Beer for Breakfast.
That's good. I mean, we've drank some really bad sour beers that just are not good. This is a good beer. Yeah. And actually, as I continue to drink some more, like the finish there, like I get a little bit of sweetness in the finish. It's fleeting, but a little bit of sweetness there to kind of balance out that tartness overall. Interesting mouth flavor or mouthfeel, interesting flavor profile. I like it. Can I get a drum roll, please, Dave?
Indeed, you can, my friend, as we round out Beer for Breakfast. Here we go.
Can. Bearskin Supremacy. I get the Prairie Artisan Ale, Rainbow Sherbert Sour Ale, a 3.9 out of 5.
There you go. So would you be interested in a pair of shoes that you could wear when you were listening to live music at home to make it seem like you were at a show? So the future of music is on your feet, according to this company. At least that's what they want you to think. It's called Drop Labs. And they're releasing their EP01 shoes that simultaneously vibrate to the music in your headphones. I mean, look,
can I just stand
I want
on
to go back
subwoofer?
To live shows as much as the next guy. This just sounds stupid, doesn't it? Like, what's the
or
point?
Or sit on a subwoofer and, you know, you make some Howard Stern noises and we'll see what happens.
I don't see the upside to this. I mean, even if you were like this in a fully immersive, like virtual reality experience, even then it's like, you know, just have like a chair that vibrates. Like, you know, do you really need your feet vibrating? Unless you have a thing for that, in which case I get it.
Yeah, is this some like weird like a back massager that's really used for other things? You know, is this just kind of like how people who are shy who don't want to walk into adult stores to get some sort of toy? is this
they go to Brookstone to get the that personal guy's massager for the of course.
I'll order these shoes for my girlfriend. Happy birthday! There you go.
Uh-huh.
I got a washing machine. I'm good.
North Carolina state troopers say a doctor has been cited after authorities say that he was driving his Tesla on autopilot while watching a movie, and that's when he crashed into not one, but two patrol cars early Wednesday morning. Like, there is no getting off if you crash into a patrol car, right? He was watching a movie while the car drove itself. The Tesla collided with a Nash County deputy's car first, which was then pushed into a North Carolina State Trooper Highway Patrol car. So not just one, but two different departments. The two law enforcement officers were responding to a crash at around midnight Wednesday. They were parked on the side of the highway. Thankfully, no one was hurt in the crash. This guy works in Raleigh, and he'd been charged now with a violation of not moving over, viewing television device while driving. Authorities have not disclosed what movie he was watching at the time. But if you had to guess, what do you think it would be?
Oh, this guy was 100% watching Fast and Furious.
I was going to say Talladega Nights because, you know, it's in the Carolinas. He's racing down the road, but maybe you're right.
Or the, one of the ones that is overlooked since the Fast and Furious has become one of the biggest movie franchises in the world. The one that I feel like kicked it all off, starring the world's greatest thespian, Nicolas Cage, gone in 60 seconds.
Oh, yes.
Eleanor.
Wait for it. Let's ride. Do you remember how hot Angelina Jolie was in that movie.
Man, I was 18 when that movie came out. Redlocks. Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, that was peak. Oh, yeah. That was peak Angelina Jolie without question. She was so hot in that movie. She was into cars. You're right. Like, oh, geez.
Way too hot.
About 18 years old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 18. and finally, to round things out today, the Kremlin said there's no need to investigate the poisoning of Vladimir Putin's biggest ally. Yes, he has been poisoned, and yes, he is in a coma as a result. But there is there's no need to investigate as to why he is in that coma. He just must have accidentally ingested the poison on his own.
Whoops.
Yeah, I mean, he's only spoken out against Putin and the how corrupt Russia and their politics and, you know, the government has been and how they've been stealing literally hundreds of billions of dollars from the people of Russia for, 20 years now. And, yeah, why, you know, we don't need to investigate this mysterious poisoning of this very outspoken, very visible critic of Vladimir Putin. Nothing to see here. And also, Dave, I don't know if you saw this, the guy who supposedly poisoned him said he's going to send this guy who they call Vladimir Putin chef, is going to send him a bill for the poison now, too, just to add insult to injury.
Wait, what? He said he's going to bill the guy who got poisoned for the poison?
Yes.
What?
Dude, the level of corruption that you have to be at to get to that point is really something else.
So, no matter how bad things get here in America, whatever side you're on, whatever you may believe, we haven't hit Russia rock bottom yet. So we've got that going for us. So, just remember that and have a good day.
Yeah, right? You can enjoy the weekend knowing that we're bad. We're just not that bad. And as they always say in the good old Marine Corps, you don't have to be first. Just don't be last. Enjoy your weekend.
I don't think they say that in the Marine Corps, do they?